Nevertheless, open up your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 11 and 17. I've never started this on 11 and 17. Never. Because I never saw the importance of it. But then something hit me. There is important. Very important. The reason it's important, because the verses in front of the communion teaching is what he's talking about. I said, you got to be kidding me, Lord. I said, I've never messed with those words. He said, well, you're going to mess with them today. Amen. So that's what you're going to do. So as we look at the 17th verse. Now, in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not that ye join, that ye come together, not for the better, but for the worse. Amen. That's how a lot of people look at communion. Mm. You know, they look at it just like that. And, you know, they figure if they do it their own way, then they're doing it. And the problem with the churches are everybody's doing it different. And that's what Paul is talking about. Everybody is doing it different when we're all supposed to be doing it the same. So you ask yourself, what is the same? What scripture says. We get away from scripture and decide, and we get into parables, and we get into demonstrations, and we get into all this other stuff that's not necessary. We need to know that you are the communion. If you never eat another cracker, you're still the communion. If you never drink another cup of whatever that stuff is, you're still the communion. You are God's communion. Amen. That's why God, the word communion means to commune.
Right.
And we need to commune with one another. It's so important that we do these things. Amen?
Amen.
That's what my phone was. That Greg ate it. I'm hearing things. Thank you, Jesus. For the come together for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions. Well, I think Pastor doing this wrong. The elders ain't right. The ushers ain't doing the right job. This kind of stuff go on. When we come through those doors, we'll come in with praise upon our lips. And thanksgiving and joy in our hearts.
Yeah.
Not sit back and judge somebody for what you think ain't good. If you think you can do it better, then get up and do it.
Amen.
I don't have a problem with that. Pastor, I want to help yourself before you can get it out your mouth. I already gave it to you. Amen. Because I like to see God's people working, doing something.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But he said there's divisions among you. And there are divisions. People doing, they want to do their own thing. They want to act crazy and talk about stuff. A division means a split. When Paul already said in the Bible, mind the same principles and speak the same thing. A lot of times you can speak without even opening up your mouth. If your lifestyle is to commune with your brothers and your sisters, you already speak it.
Amen.
You're declaring that the word of God is a reality and not fake.
Amen.
I hear folks talking all the time, and they be talking about some crazy stuff. They get mad at me every time I look up at the screen and it's 666, and I say, that ain't the devil's number. Y'all need to get over that.
Right.
That's teaching from the past.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Hart was a great pastor. But a lot of things I've tried to leave behind. Because there would be no growth. There would be no maturity. Folks say, well, y'all don't prophesy. Well, some of us do, some of us don't. I got a problem with it because people start coming just for that. You know how many tapes we used to sell? We used to record all them tapes. They didn't want nothing but their prophecy.
Right.
We sold tons of tapes. But when we stopped prophesying and we started teaching and preaching, proclaiming the word, and using CDs, nobody wants them. I can't give them away. Let alone get $5 for a set. I ain't trying to be funny, y'all. I'm sorry. Nevertheless, but I can't. Andy works on those CDs and makes those CDs and comes up with them titles. Pastor Rand said, "We got a title." I said, "It's all right, but Andy gonna give me one." I don't even worry about it no more. Amen. I trust his judgment.
Amen.
So among you, and I partly believe it. Now he's saying, I don't believe all of it, but I'm going by what I see you do. That's why I partly believe it. He said, for there must be also heresies, sects, or sects. I can't say it. Somebody say it for me.
Sect.
There you go. You said the same way I said it. Sect. That's better. Thank you. You better stop playing, Pastor Kidd. He was mocking me to my sex. Sext. Oh, all right, Pastor. Go on. Leave me alone. But you know what I'm saying. When I first came to this church, that's all there was. They sat together. This group sat together. This group sat together. That group sat in the back. This group sat in the front. And that's what they taught. The women of faith dressed in white. Half of them didn't even have no faith. And three quarters of them were troublemakers. Ask me how I know. They became a... Thank you. That's what they became. Then you had something else, you know. Then you had the usheress. They became, the ushers became a... It's crazy. Only group that didn't become a sect was the usherettes, because Mother Jordan was in charge. That wasn't going to happen. Absolutely not going to happen with her. But Sister Gwen is doing an awful good job, so... She multitasked. Amen. Can you multitask, Pastor? That ain't what I said. Y'all having a good time with them up here today, right? I'll fix you. For there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. If you like them, then you'll listen to them.
Amen.
That big old building over there, I see people walk down the aisle and see people they didn't like and go the other way, cut across the seats so they didn't have to deal with it. I'm going, what kind of food? And see, I got to see all this stuff because I'm on platform. A lot of times I was on camera and I was recording. I said, man, look at that mess. The way people scorned each other, you know, it was just crazy. But God was going to have his way anyway. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We had the same thing trying to happen in here years ago.
Yeah.
Keeping it real with you. Making my nose run. See, my nose don't run when I ain't preaching.
Turn the other way.
Me and Pastor Arnice was trying to squirt this stuff last week. So if I'd get some on her hands, and it was going everywhere. In the front, in the back, on the floor. Went up a couple times. Let me see what it's doing now. Same thing, look at that. We need a new bottle. Sister in law.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Amen. Let me get back on this. I didn't mean to get through with this. Amen. So I don't have to try to do it again. Pastor Therese. Yeah, I know. When you come together, therefore, in one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Y'all ain't coming to worship the Lord. That Paul, he just called it out like it was, didn't he? For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. Shut up, Paul. For in eating, everyone take. Thank you, brother. Man, y'all move quick. You gonna work on the other one? Don't put your hand in that trash can. Thank you. Okay. For in eating, everyone taketh before or after his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? How come you can't stay your tail home and do what you're doing? Because you know when you come together, it ain't no peace. You talking, this group talking about Paul. This group talking about Peter. This group don't believe that Jesus actually came. And they sat around and they discussed that. I learned years ago, if you have to argue a point, you don't have one. Right. They tithe, I just keep it moving. I said, that's your pastor. You do what he tell you to do. And they just look at me. I said, how blessed are you? I'm blessed. Yeah, in your own mind. You can't do part of the word. You got to do all of it. That's what brings the blessing. Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? How many people have you had to deal with that believe in that? Because you go to church, they want to try to shame you. One of my teammates, she's a comedian. I get the strike and she started calling me Deacon Elder Gardner. I said, you got it right. Just recognize. I know who I am. And you tell them the truth here today. She just laughed. She said, you crazy, Red. I go, yep. I'm not going to let what nobody say hurt my feelings. Amen. Amen. They're not supposed to be involved anyway. Uh-oh. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. I don't think you're doing what you're supposed to be doing for God. That's what he's telling them. All of y'all been converted or been immersed. But you've come out, and some of you are Jews. That's what Paul was talking about in the book of Romans. He said, I can minister to anybody, Jew, Greek, smart person, dumb person. I'm just breaking it down. Immoral person, moral person. I can teach to anybody. Now, it's up to you whether you decide to take it at heart's value. Then it goes on, he starts with this. He said, let me teach y'all what it is to do communion. For I received, the word have, what separates him from the truth. That's why it says, for I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. I gave you the truth. I taught you the truth. And you're still playing these games with God. Some of you say, I don't want to go to God's house. It's a bunch of hypocrites. Yeah, that's why we're here. We got one up on you. We know we got problems. And we go to God. We don't just go to the building. We go to worship God together.
Amen. Amen.
We have influence amongst each other, the anointing. Amen. Somebody said, well, I heard a preacher say, I strum to the channels, I can't stick with them very long. Well, you better start praying for people before the anointing lift. I said, is Jesus leaving? Jesus must be leaving. He must get up and walk right out of your life. When we understand that Jesus, translation, is the anointed one.
Amen. Amen.
And as long as you serve him, he'll serve you. So you can pray anytime. You can pray at the drop of a hat. That's one thing, Pastor, I believe. He'd pray for you in the supermarket. They'd be running him down the supermarket. I said, let me go to another aisle. Because he'd mess around and have a prayer line. I said, he done lost his mind. But it worked. I don't think I had that much guts. I mean, he had prayer lines everywhere he went. I said, Sister Hart, why am I still running him around? She said, better you. I tell everybody, he was trying to pray for a man he thought was standing in the yard down there. This is when he was going through his Alzheimer's. He said, Dennis, we ought to stop and pray for him. I didn't say nothing. He kept saying, on Wednesday mornings, I said, maybe I should go another way. No, because then they're going to say, why you didn't go the way you was going? And he go, we're going to have to stop and pray for that man. Oh. Finally, I told him, I said, Pastor Hart, I backed up, Pastor Hart, it's a scarecrow. It was a scarecrow on stake. But it wasn't funny because I felt bad for him. We laugh about it now, but at the time I felt really bad for him. Because it showed me that he was in existence because of the grace of God. Even though his mind was in trouble, his body was healthy. Ask Pastor Arnice. His body was healthy. If he grabbed you, you know you've been grabbed. It's like he had vice grips for hands. Because he recognized, in spite of his circumstances, he recognized that he was the communion anyway. Because he had moments of brilliance. And I know it was nothing but the grace of God. That's what Paul said, I received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you. I'm telling you about grace. That the Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. So now we think we ought to take bread. When he was actually saying, he is the bread of life.
Amen.
I'm doing this as a symbol to teach you that as you take this bread, you have to take my body. Because I'm the bread of life. We try to live without the bread of life.
Come on.
It's easy to live without the bread of life. You stop reading. You stop studying. I don't never want to be just living on grace.
Amen.
It's a good thing. But grace gonna run out. People don't believe that.
Right.
And if you don't know God, who is that you say, I pity the fool?
Mr. T.
Mr. T, yeah. I pity him. They call him a fool because you're not supposed to call your brothers in the Lord a fool.
Right.
Which is so simple, but we don't get that either. He was betrayed. What he did was he surrendered. Ain't no way in the world they could have took him over if he didn't want him to.
Right.
He could have called down millions of angels from heaven.
Right.
But he knew he had a job to do. Can you imagine him passing this down to Paul and Paul having to think about it all the time? And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, he spoke, take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me as a memorial. People in a lot of churches, the only time they go to church is on first Sunday. Because they think if they be are a part of the communion, that they're going to be made whole. You not. You just eating a cracker. And drinking some sour juice. I drink that juice and that cracker, I complain about it all the time. I just be mumbling under my breath, this is terrible. But at least we're drinking juice. I'm gonna leave that one alone. Okay, let's move on. Almost done, actually. He is the bread of life, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament. Let me hear that. This cup is the New Testament. It's not the anointing. It's the New Testament. This cup represents my blood. It represents the bread of life. It represents the word. That's what he's telling you. It represents the word, the New Testament. These are the verses I wrote. Remember what we read from 17 through 22? When he said the last part of that verse, what shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. I exalt you not, because what you're doing ain't of God. It's all about you. For as often as you eat this bread, as often as you read this word and pray in the Spirit of the Lord, pray in the Spirit, you do show or proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. What does it mean by you do proclaim the Lord's death? You are letting folks know that the Jesus that died rose again. Amen. Because they can see him in you. That's how you show that the Lord death did something for you. Amen. The resurrection did something for you. It gave you life beyond death. Amen. I said to myself, well, Lord, are you going to take me? I'm going home, but I ain't ready yet. I got some other things I need to accomplish for you. Amen. So I try to remember this is not, see, we've turned it into a ritual.
Yes. Right.
And it's not a ritual. It's supposed to be something spiritual and supernatural that reminds you of what Jesus died and rose again for. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, what?
Unworthily.
What does that mean? That means you're supposed to ask God forgiveness before you come do communion.
Amen.
And in the morning, I leave out of the house that I don't ask God to forgive me or anything that I might have done or said or thought. Because we do some dreaming. I try not to dream because I wake up fighting. I be telling First Lady, I think you socked me in my eye. She said, you sock yourself. I can honestly believe her now. I probably did. You ever wake up, catch yourself coming out of a dream, and you realize that you was there? Now you're trying to figure out what you said and what you did. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. So unworthily shall be what? Guilty or liable of the Lord's body and the blood, the Spirit of God. But let a man do what? That's what we don't do. We don't check ourselves out. See, if we checked ourselves out, we wouldn't be able to judge other people. Because I can always find something wrong with my flesh. Devil ain't got no power here. But the old man do. And he has the ability to cross your mind up. To make your heart feel something it shouldn't be feeling. To vex your spirit. He has that power and that ability. But that's why Jesus came, that we might have life, that we might have a more abundant. Abundant life is having the ability to control yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you can't control yourself, you ain't going to serve God. You're going to serve something. Or somebody. But it ain't going to be God. And God is trying to tell us something. You are the communion. You are the resurrection. I need you to understand this. Because there's a word that God has for you in your spirit. I was listening to the elders this morning and I was excited. You know why I was excited? Because God was moving on the upper floor and not just on the down floor. It touched my heart. And God said, see, I'm everywhere.
Amen.
Wherever my people are, I believe in me and standing in the gap for others, I'll be there. And see, we always use the scripture, one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. But we don't know how important that really is. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I shall be in the midst. The word midst means within. So if God is in two or three of us, what can stand against us?
Amen.
That's what communion is all about. It's not just eating the bread or drinking the cup. It's about loving each other,
Amen.
Caring for one another,
Amen.
Encouraging one another,
Amen.
Lifting up one another,
Amen.
Believing God for one another.
Amen.
That's what communion is all about.
Amen.
Because now we're communing with one another. Amen.
Amen.
That's what communion is all about. And it's so important that we understand that. That we have to examine ourselves. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. If you examine yourself, you find out your limits that you could correct and turn them into strengths. I get tired examining myself, Pastor Rez. I see junk all the time. And I'll be, Lord, deliver me. And God talked to me, said, what I'm going to tell you, come down off the cross. You're supposed to carry it. When you carry your cross, you carry in Jesus. The life of Jesus,
Amen.
The resurrection of Jesus. That's what the cross represents.
Amen.
Rehabilitation. And God has it for us. We just have to do it. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, if you don't discern who you are in God and who God is in you, many are weak. Been weak a lot the last couple of years. My immune system, I thought it had died out, but it hasn't. It just moved to a different area. It's moved from my neck to my head. That's why my hair is so long. And I don't know how not to scratch. If it itches, I'm scratching it. But you know what I do? I scratch a scab right off of it, and it won't heal. So I got to go to the dermatologist to find out, why is this mess back again? You say, well, just learn to live. I'm not going to learn to live with it. I'm going to bring it under subjection to the power of God. And I'm going to keep it moving. If you don't like it, don't like it. It ain't going to hurt my feelings. It ain't going to stop me from doing what God called me to do. Because I have already judged myself. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. When it's talking about sleep, it's talking about to linger, slumber. When you ain't in this word, you slumber. That's where I get my energy from. Sometimes I just open up my Bible and it'd be just what I need from God. It'd be just what I need. And I say, God, we always say, God know our hearts. He can't know it if you don't let him in.
Right.
Jesus said he was the door. That means we're the door. And if God is knocking on your heart and you don't open it, he don't know it. That's going to be the problem when Jesus comes back. He going to search the intents of a man's heart. And if it don't line up with this communion, I leave people to answer that for themselves. Because if we spent more time judging ourselves, we should not. On a daily basis. You can't live for God unless you examine yourself.
Amen.
Find out what you need.
Amen.
And what you need to get rid of. Because you know what we are? We're junk collectors. We can collect a lot of junk that we don't need to be collecting.
Amen.
And all it gets into our lives and do is fill us up, mess us up, and blow us up. I spend all my time when I'm awake thinking about this church and the Word of God. Sometimes it gets a little rough. But if I ain't out of town somewhere, I will be here. And I don't want to be going out of town. Ask my wife. This has been my life for so many years. Not the building, but the Spirit of God that manifests between the saints. Me and Reverend Charlotte, we go back a long time. Red bought me my first pair of red shoes. I tried to wear them with everything. I wore them with brown suits, green suits, black suits. I had them red shoes on. They were some nice shoes. My goodness. I still remember. See, God, Paul said, leave those things behind. I'm paraphrasing. But everything you don't have to leave behind. Some things you can use to encourage yourself.
Amen.
And uplift yourself. And then when you come around people, you remember what people have done for you and what you've done for people, and it encourages you. And if it encourages you, it will definitely encourage them.
Yeah.
Everybody stand. I think that's the first thing that God taught me was the importance of communion. But just recently, in the last couple of years, I've been realizing it's not about the cracker or the juice. It's about us. See, right now, we're communion. So every time we come to church, it's communion.
Know ye not when I sent forth this word, and it was unto you establishing my new covenant. of communication. That is what it is to communicate. And those that communicate wisely and according to my word with not only myself, but with their neighbors, they are truly blessed. They are truly strengthened. For every joint supplieth every other joint in the body of God. Even the little ones are able to encourage. Why? Because I am in them as well, saith the Lord. So as ye judge yourselves, how you treat one another, that is the examination. How you treat your neighbor. Those that do that, they shall live. They shall be blessed. They shall be kept. They shall not be found sleeping when I come return, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I definitely don't want to be found slumbering at the return of Christ. I don't want to be found slumbering. When you slumber, your mind drifts. God wants us to stay focused on Him. I try hard, but it's a battle sometimes. Because you're going to think about how bad you feel. You're going to think about what you're going through. You're going to think about what your family is going through. And you ask God, Lord, ain't there something you can do? And God tell you, do it. You keep praying. Keep believing. And something we don't do anymore is fast. Food just done got too good. I think God put me on a permanent fast. We buy pizza, I eat one slice. And I'm full. That's a waste of time. And First Lady, got bad as I am, she might eat one piece. And I end up throwing it away. I'm not going to give nobody something that I'm not going to eat. Amen. We're going to pray now. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we commune one with the other, teach us what communion really is and how it exists and manifests itself in our lives. Teach us that we are the communion, that when we go out in the streets, we're still the communion, because we never know who we're going to run into that loves God and is serving God. So anytime you go somewhere, saith the Lord, and there are people there, them shall know that some of them may know me, some of them may love me, some of them may care about me, some of them may represent me. So that means that there's two or three. Therefore, I shall be there. Therefore, my children, knoweth that when you come together as one, when you mind the same principles and speak the same things, that the very power, the anointing of God shall begin to destroy yokes, not just in your life, but all around you, saith the Lord. So therefore, my children, fight the good fight, run the good race, don't look back, only to remind yourself the good things that God, that I have done for you, saith the Lord. So therefore, be strong, my children, in the power of His might. Amen. And you shall know that strength is in you and not in front of you, saith God. Amen. I was supposed to be praying, God turned it into a prophecy.